Well, I remember that it was for a Parade magazine shoot, and that he came to our what is now our Disney Club. I think back then it might have been our just our Pine Hills Club in Pine Hills. And he there are a lot of things that stand out. One was prior to talking with the kids, he was in his suit and tie the whole time, never took his jacket off, had his dress shoes on, and he went out into the field, and he was kicking a soccer ball around with the kids. And of course, I'm worried he's going to turn an ankle or something, but I just had a great time doing that. And then he came in to speak with the kids and took a number of questions, and I think if his handlers hadn't been pulling him out the door, he would have taken more. But
so
was
sweet.
You know, told a little bit about his background, talked to them about the potential in their lives and what was possible. And then one young man, as he was leaving, came out and said, "But General Powell, I had a question, and you never called on me, and I really want to ask you this question." And so General Powell looked him right in the eye, and he probably took 2 or 3 minutes to talk to him. And basically the young man says, "But what do you do if you don't have a dad? What do you do with these circumstances?" And, he gave him he said, "Look, you've got great possibilities, and you can do this." And
you work with children, and obviously he had a great love of children and the Boys and Girls Club. Where do you think that came from?
Well, General Powell came from humble roots. I remember reading his book years ago. He came from modest roots. He always worked toward the best, and he understood the potentiality in children, and I think particularly children who grew up in less than ideal circumstances, so he wanted to bring that out. I think the reason he served on our National Board of Governors was to be able to drive positive change, to be that ambassador for those children who are oftentimes forgotten in society, and he did it at a very high level. He wasn't on the Board of Governors to lend a name. He was on the Board of Governors to be able to really elevate what we do.
What do you think he would want to see in the next few years here at the Boys and Girls Club? I know he was so active in the organization, but what sorts of things was he excited about and would he'd want to see?
So I think he would want more invested here. I think his statement about we should be building more Boys and Girls Clubs and fewer prisons, if you think about it, in America, we incarcerate more people than any other first world country. And my grandkids have come through the pandemic okay. They've got educated parents, and so no matter the challenges, they've been able to stay on track with Education Foundation. But I look at our children, the children served at Boys and Girls Clubs, and it has been devastating to them, the learning loss, the lack of access to reliable technology, oftentimes nobody to help them get through those issues, and then having some place that they depend upon and really know that people believe in them not be available to them for a period of time or being available at a limited capacity. It's not been a good time for needy children, and I think he would continue to champion those and encourage others to champion that cause and to invest in those children.